wisdom from above. Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Those words were written in Job chapter 11. Jude tells us that he is the only wise God and Saviour, while Paul reminds us that Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, Christ Jesus, who of God became to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Oh, knowledge is the accumulation of facts. Wisdom is the understanding of righteous behaviours. Wisdom is the understanding of his righteous ways. Wisdom is his life displayed in your moral actions. Wisdom is him. The man with wisdom knows how to live. The man with wisdom knows how to conduct himself. The man with wisdom knows Christ. For as Paul tells us, the wisdom of God is Christ Jesus our Lord. The one who gets wisdom loves his own soul. The one who keeps understanding will find good. So where does wisdom come from? Well, we're told that the fear of the Lord is the start of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the genesis of the wisdom of wisdom. Wisdom's first step is thus the fear, the reverential trust of the Lord. Only when God is revered and his will and standards are accepted do we begin to grow in wisdom. Only as we know Christ do we know how to live acceptably to him, and only then do we grow in wisdom. The knowledge of God is too deep, for he is eternal, while we are mere creatures of time. He is infinite in his glory. He is infinite in his majesty. He is infinite in his attributes. He is infinite in his character. And while we are bound by the finite, mere human research or moral speculation or accumulated knowledge about the creator of the universe will not unveil the beauty of his wisdom. Such intimate discoveries are not lightly given. Isaiah writes, "To this man will I look, even to him that trembles at my word." It is to the penitent and trustful bondslave that God reveals himself in Christ, in his Son, in the Beloved. And so the infinite, eternal God became man, to reveal himself to mortal man. God, who is spirit, has in the person of his Son become flesh, so that all flesh shall see it together, and the glory of the Lord has been revealed. In his life, his words, his deeds, his attitudes, his whole being, Jesus displayed God's righteous ways and God's moral actions. They are united to him by grace and faith. For in him is the fount of all wisdom. In him are all the answers that knowledge blindly seeks out. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the genesis of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the start of wisdom. So if you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But remember that wisdom bestowed is not a single act. It is just the beginning of the process in you. And so day by day, by the transforming work of the Holy Spirit, grow in grace, grow in understanding, grow in love, and grow in wisdom. And so you will become increasingly conformed into his image. And remember, He who started a good work in you will complete it. In ourselves, we're ignorant of God and foolish in our ways. But in Christ, we know God and are made wise in our conduct, in our actions, our attitudes, our words, our motives. James tells us that the wisdom that is from above is first pure, and then peaceable, then gentle, and then willing to yield, and then full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Christ is all wisdom, and wisdom is all Christ. So get wisdom and know Christ, for to know him is wise indeed.